Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, wherever you're listening to this and whenever you're listening to this, let me introduce myself. I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. I'm the producer and the host, the scriptwriter and everything for Get A Better Broadcast, the studio engineer for Get A Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice. Today, we're talking about voiceover cut-throughs. A voiceover might hope that with a commercial read, they may be asked to record another ad for the same brand, but of course that's not a given. That job may be just a one-off, but with trails and promo voices, once chosen, you're likely to be on contract for months, seasons, or possibly even years. You may be on a retainer and have to voice any number of items with quick turnaround every single week. Oh, and you may be paid a premium for market exclusivity to stop your voice from being heard on any other station or on commercials on that station and so on. For a lot of voiceover work, such as promos and commercials, less so for audiobooks, e-learning and narration work where people have already chosen to listen to you and your content and so an engaging voice is important, your voice has really got to cut through. People are doing other things while they listen, concentrating while driving, being distracted while cooking a meal in a busy family kitchen and so on. They have their attention divided and you need to reach out and grab a bit of it. Just because what you're saying is coming out of a speaker, they won't automatically hang on every single syllable. Tomorrow, telephony voiceovers on Get A Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.